We see a large balance on the client's account, yet we struggle to get them onto the financial advisor's calendar. And for some of us, it's actually very frustrating. So my goal is to help you understand the primary reason why most of these clients don't move forward with your recommendation. And I'm also going to help you understand what you can do in order to get more clients to want to move forward. Welcome to the Banking on Sales Success podcast. I'm your host, Brian Drake. After a decade-long journey working in the banking industry, I learned a lot about what works and what doesn't, and now I'm sharing those insights with you. If you've been in the banking industry for some time, you've probably realized that the majority of sales advice out there isn't built for us. Let's dive into the episode. Welcome to episode 20 of Banking on Sales Success. Today, what we're talking about is increasing the amount of large balance clients we can consistently get onto the financial advisor's calendar. Now, in order to improve on something we're perhaps struggling with, the first step is awareness. It's awareness to what the actual problem is. Because once you're aware of the problem, then you can potentially begin to accept what the solution might be. You know, a lot of us, we see a large balance on the client's account, yet we struggle to get them onto the financial advisor's calendar. And for some of us, it's actually very frustrating. It's like, you're just letting this money sit here. Like, what is going on with you? Like, why on earth would you make such an irresponsible financial decision, allowing this money just to be eaten by inflation? So, my goal is to help you understand the primary reason why most of these clients don't move forward with your recommendation. And I'm also going to help you understand what you can do in order to get more clients to want to move forward. So, with that said, I'm going to start off by asking you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you just sat down at a restaurant and the server walks over to you and says, "Hey, welcome. Any thoughts on what you're going to be eating tonight?" And you look up and you're like, "You know, I'm really not sure yet." The server says, "Okay, well, I might recommend the pizza. It's one of the best-selling dishes we have here at the restaurant. What do you think?" You look up, you're like, "Nah, I don't really know." And the server's like, "Well, trust me, you're gonna love it. It's got pepperoni, it's got bacon, it's got some sausage. It's very filling. Nobody's really been disappointed with that choice." And you end up telling the server, "Like, you know what? Why don't you give me like 5 minutes and let me think about it." And the server walks away. One of the things you might be asking yourself is, of all the things that server could have recommended, why did they recommend the pizza? And you might be thinking, like, well, this may be more for them than it is for me. Perhaps there's some sort of benefit in it for them. And so it becomes very clear to you that that server didn't really care about helping you. It was more about just pushing something that was going to be for their benefit. Now, let's parallel this experience with a typical interaction with a client at the bank. Client comes in, you notice they have a large balance in their account, and your thought is, "Well, I'm going to get this client onto the advisor's calendar." You look at them and you say, "Hey, I'm noticing a large balance. Like, do you have plans for this money?" And they say, "No, I've got no plans for it just yet." And then we go into the recommendation. It's like, "Well, I would recommend a meeting with my partner. We can sit down, talk with you about options to get this money really working harder for you." Client says, "You know, I'm really not sure that's something I want to do right now." And then we continue. It's like, "Well, you know, trust me, like we can sit down with you, we can talk with you about your financial future, your goals, and help you come up with a plan that you feel confident about." And then most of the time, clients are like, "You know what? Let me think about it. And why don't you give me a call in like 2 weeks?" So let me ask you, does that sound pretty typical? And is it possible that clients sitting there with you at your desk feel the exact same way that you may have felt while you were sitting there at the restaurant and the server was just trying to recommend that you order the pizza? You see, the real goal here is to create space to understand what's important to a client before a recommendation is made. In doing so, any sort of recommendation we make will feel genuine and clients will want to move forward. So, in order to demonstrate that, let's go back into the restaurant. Except this time, the server walks over and says, "Hey, any thoughts on what you would like to eat?" And you respond with the same thing, "I'm not sure." And the server says, "Okay, well, what are you in the mood for? Like, what sort of foods do you typically like?" And let's say you respond and say, "Like, well, you know, I like Mexican food. I like Italian. You know what? Italian sounds pretty good." And the server says, "All right, well, when you say Italian, like, what did you have in mind? Is it pizza? Is it pasta? Is it lasagna? Like, what for you sounds good when it comes to Italian?" And you respond with pizza. Pizza actually sounds pretty good. Then the server says, "Okay, well, Imagine you had the ideal pizza in front of you. Like, what sort of toppings you're on it? Like, what does it look like? And you respond and say, well, you know, a pizza that's got like pepperoni and it's got some sausage and some bacon, that actually sounds pretty good. And then the server looks at you and says, okay, well, tonight's special is actually a pizza. It's that exact pizza. And people that come in actually love it. So that's what I'm gonna recommend. So now all of a sudden, we're moving forward with the recommendation because we felt like the person actually understood us first before suggesting what they recommend. So how do we now take that example and bring it into the bank? Well, let's go back to the client with a large balance. You ask, hey, I'm noticing a large balance. Do you have plans for this? They say, no, no plans. You say, okay, well, let me ask you this. What's important to you when it comes to your money? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish financially? And this time the client says, well, you know, my wife and I have talked about buying a home in 6 months, and we do know that we want to set some money aside for our kids' college. Then we say, okay, well, walk me through what this house looks like that you're hoping to buy at some point. And they talk with you about how they're hoping it's going to be 2 bedroom, 3 bath. They would like enough property that's got some fruits and vegetables on it, just a really safe place to raise their kids. We say, okay, well, when it comes to your kid's college fund, like how long will it be before your kid goes to college and how much would you like to have in that fund for them? Let's say they respond and they're like, it's not going to be for another 5 years. And, you know, we'd really like to have at least like 60 or 70,000. It's like, okay, great. And then we say, well, let me ask you this. At this stage in your life right now, is having a plan in place for this home and for the kids' college fund, like, is this a priority for you? And if they say yes, we say, okay, well, based off this being a priority, I'm going to recommend a meeting with my partner. And what we can do is we can sit down with you and we can help you come up with a plan for that home and for the college fund that you feel absolutely confident will get you to where you want to go. Now, think about the client in that moment. How many of them will say no? Very few, right? Very few. And it's because we simply created space to understand them first before a recommendation was made. And that is the secret. It's going into the conversation caring more about the client than we do about ourselves and our own agenda. And it's making a recommendation once we actually understand what's important to them and where they're looking to go. And any recommendation we make on the other side of that will feel very genuine. So if you're sitting down and you're having trouble getting these large balance clients onto your financial advisor's calendar, I want you to ask yourself, does my typical interaction sound like the first example Brian gave, where I'm just sitting down, I notice a large balance, and I'm really trying to get them on the advisor's calendar? And if so, can you see how much of a difference it'll make if we spend a little time understanding who they are, what's important to them, and then making a recommendation on the other side of truly making them feel like we care more about them than we do ourselves? And when we start to have these sort of interactions, the amount of clients that we get onto the advisor's calendar goes way up. So hopefully this episode helped give you that awareness and it's pretty clear on what the solution is. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out at brian@elitebankeracademy.com. Happy to answer anything for you. Or, of course, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn at the Brian Drake. Good luck to you guys.